Ministry of Education, Sport and Youth. Secondary Education, Technical and Vocational Schools, Class B, 4 periods. End of Term Examinations, January 2023. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a man talking about holidays. Decide whether the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Holidays. I love holidays. They are the best thing in the world. The only problem is they are always too short. Even summer holidays at school aren't long enough. I recently had an 8-week holiday and it flew by. It seems as though time goes quickly when we are on holiday and slowly when we are at school or work. I always really look forward to holidays. Even one-day holidays are great. I live in a country that has many national holidays, so there's always a break around the corner. I feel sorry for some workers who only get 2 or 3 weeks holiday a year. They can't do anything or go anywhere. I love holidays even if I don't go away. Staying at home is just as good as going on holiday somewhere. Sometimes going on holiday is stressful.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
Holidays. I love holidays. They are the best thing in the world. The only problem is they are always too short. Even summer holidays at school aren't long enough. I recently had an 8-week holiday and it flew by. It seems as though time goes quickly when we are on holiday and slowly when we are at school or work. I always really look forward to holidays. Even one-day holidays are great. I live in a country that has many national holidays, so there's always a break around the corner. I feel sorry for some workers who only get 2 or 3 weeks holiday a year. They can't do anything or go anywhere. I love holidays even if I don't go away. Staying at home is just as good as going on holiday somewhere. Sometimes going on holiday is stressful.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear a conversation between Betty and her friend Kevin. Betty is very bored and her friend Kevin makes recommendations about what they can do. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Oh, Kevin, I'm so bored.
I thought you had some studying to do.
I've finished it already. I'm so bored that I've completed both my assignments 3 days ahead of schedule. What can we do? You usually have some good ideas.
How about watching this new reality program on the TV tonight? It looks pretty interesting if you ask me.
I hate reality programs. Did you see the one that won In the Jungle last week? She was supposed to be living in the jungle, right? But she had perfect hair and makeup every morning. Oh, it was so false. It's very ironic that they call it reality TV, don't you think?
Well, let's play a game then. It's been years since we played a game like Scrabble or Monopoly. What do you think?
I always lose. I can't keep my concentration on those games. And I always land on your hotels on Fifth Avenue. Do you remember how much I owed you last time we played at Jane's house?
Yeah, that's true. What about a game of cards then? You liked it the last time we played poker, didn't you?
Well, only because your friend Carl was here. No, I want to go out. It's not too late. We could go see a movie at the cinema. What do you say?
No, I'm really broke this week. I had to buy my mum a birthday gift and I won't get paid till next Tuesday. Do you have any cheaper suggestions?
We could always go and play tennis.
It's 8 o'clock in the evening.
I know, but they've just opened up this new floodlit tennis court on Rigby Road. It only costs $4 on weekday evenings for an hour. You've got $2, haven't you?
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. I could do with some exercise. Do you have another racket I could borrow? I lent mine to Carl a month ago.
Ooh, well, what about inviting Carl to come and play too?
Oh, no way! You'd never concentrate on the game.
Okay, I have a spare racket you could borrow. Let's go.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
Oh, Kevin, I'm so bored.
I thought you had some studying to do.
I've finished it already. I'm so bored that I've completed both my assignments 3 days ahead of schedule. What can we do? You usually have some good ideas.
How about watching this new reality program on the TV tonight? It looks pretty interesting if you ask me.
I hate reality programs. Did you see the one that won In the Jungle last week? She was supposed to be living in the jungle, right? But she had perfect hair and makeup every morning. Oh, it was so false. It's very ironic that they call it reality TV, don't you think?
Well, let's play a game then. It's been years since we played a game like Scrabble or Monopoly. What do you think?
I always lose. I can't keep my concentration on those games. And I always land on your hotels on Fifth Avenue. Do you remember how much I owed you last time we played at Jane's house?
Yeah, that's true. What about a game of cards, then? You liked it the last time we played poker, didn't you?
Well, only because your friend Carl was here. No, I want to go out. It's not too late. We could go see a movie at the cinema. What do you say?
No, I'm really broke this week. I had to buy my mum a birthday gift, and I won't get paid till next Tuesday. Do you have any cheaper suggestions?
We could always go and play tennis.
It's 8 o'clock in the evening.
I know, but they've just opened up this new floodlit tennis court on Rigby Road. It only costs $4 on weekday evenings for an hour. You've got $2, haven't you?
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. I could do with some exercise. Do you have another racket I could borrow? I lent mine to Carl a month ago.
Ooh, well, what about inviting Carl to come and play too?
Oh, no way! You'd never concentrate on the game.
Okay, I have a spare racket you could borrow. Let's go.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 3. You will hear a broadcast about the Eiffel Tower. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Eiffel Tower full of rust and in need of repair. The Eiffel Tower is a world-famous site. It gets millions of tourists every year. It has been an important part of Paris for 133 years. However, it is getting old. Engineers found its metal is full of rust. They said it was in a poor state. They said its designer, Gustave Eiffel, would have a heart attack if he was alive today. The tower needs many repairs. A report said it had 698 faults. These could put its long-term future in doubt. The Eiffel Tower opened to the public in 1889. It was built for the 1889 World's Fair in Paris. It contains 10,100 tons of iron and 2.5 million rivets. The original plan was for it to be taken down after 20 years. The French government changed its mind and kept it. The tower is now being repainted. Engineers say paint will not make the rust go away. They say all the paint needs to be removed first. However, this would take too long.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Eiffel Tower full of rust and in need of repair. The Eiffel Tower is a world-famous sight. It gets millions of tourists every year. It has been an important part of Paris for 133 years. However, it is getting old. Engineers found its metal is full of rust. They said it was in a poor state. They said its designer, Gustave Eiffel, would have a heart attack if he was alive today. The tower needs many repairs. A report said it had 698 faults. These could put its long-term future in doubt. The Eiffel Tower opened to the public in 1889. It was built for the 1889 World's Fair in Paris. It contains 10,100 tons of iron and 2.5 million rivets. The original plan was for it to be taken down after 20 years. The French government changed its mind and kept it. The tower is now being repainted. Engineers say paint will not make the rust go away. They say all the paint needs to be removed first. However, this would take too long.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.